Hi, this is Ken Kennedy, and this is Kenzoid's Autonomous Zone, episode 163 for Wednesday, August 2nd, 2017, and episode 2, or day 2, whatever you want to call it, of the Dog Days of Podcasting 2017. So today, we are going to pick our first, thing that's important to me to talk about. And I am not, I don't have a definitive reason for picking this one today. There were actually a couple of others that almost fit into my day more. I almost decided on, but I'm going today with running. Something that's pretty important to me. I didn't actually, but as I said, doesn't fit into my day today, although, well, I didn't actually run today. But I run a lot. A pretty good amount. And it's something that has been a part of my life for a big hunk of my life. Not everything. There are things that we will talk about during this that have been part of my life for longer. I'm 50 years old, and I started running when I was basically 18 because I was joining Navy ROTC at Duke when I went to college, and you got to run, the physical fitness tests and all that stuff. And I remember, I was not a particularly big runner. I played football and baseball, and I don't think I really ever played basketball, but I played football and baseball in the kids league stuff, at the boys club, girls club and stuff until I was 6 until I was about 13 or 14. So only a few years, actually, maybe 4 or 5 years. There was a 4 or 5 year period where I didn't do a lot of sports. But I was more into, scholastics and role playing games and stuff like that in my high school years than I was, physical activity. So when I did get the RTC scholarship and realized, oh, I've got to do this physical fitness test, the week before school starts, went during RTC orientation, I remember I started literally running around a tree. It was a big tree, but it was still just running around a tree in the front yard of our lawn. As long as I could do it. I was not not today by any means a good runner, but I was certainly not a good runner at the time. Then I was dead last in our class. I passed the running test. I don't remember by how much, but I was dead last in our class. However, the difference is all of us ran during college, but I have interacted with some of those people since, and they've stopped running and I've kept running. That's kind of the difference. Never been fast. Like now, I actually tried just for giggles the other day. I can run an 8.5. 8.5 probably is about my fastest. I'm not sure if I could do an 8 minute mile. I could probably try. I can definitely do an 8.5 minute mile. Normally my runs nowadays are in the 9 to 10 minute and usually close, like between 9.5 and 10. Again, I can run faster if I want to, but it's not like, I tend to run in the 9.5 to 10 minute range. But I can run, and I ran through college. I had to run, but I also started liking running. And after college, I kept running. I lived in Baltimore, and if you know Baltimore, I lived near, at one point in time, I lived like a block, like half a block away from Federal Hill. And most of the period of time that I lived in Baltimore, I lived within walking distance of Federal Hill the entire time, maybe 5 or 6 blocks. And I usually ran at Federal Hill, ran around the hill over and over. And I lived in Atlanta and ran in Buckhead and at some of the parks, like Chastain Park. I run Chastain Park a zillion times. And so just kept running. You know, never super fast, never super long. Probably my longest, it's about 8 miles. I'm actually thinking, Craig Stepp and I were talking at HeroesCon. He was trying to, and I'm not sure if it's going to work in my schedule this year. I may not be. He was trying to talk me into running in the Greek Festival 5K run that he and his dad and some other people run in. It may not work out with my schedule this year just because of our granddaughter and stuff. But even if I don't run it this year, I think I will run it. I've never really run. I think I've run one race at some point in time. I think it was a 5K or something. Like years and years, like in Baltimore or something. It was a long time ago. So long that I'm kind of blurry about the memory of it. But I think it might actually be fun, like interesting to do that. So, you know, I may try and do that in the next year. And, you know, this year, and I would love to do something like, you know, get on a training regimen to the point where I could do like a half marathon or something. I'm not sure I'd ever want to do a marathon, a long freaking way. I'm not sure that's good for you, but a half marathon, 13.1 miles. That's not insane. Like I said, I've run probably 8 miles, the most I've ever run. And I ran 7 a couple of years ago. Just kind of, I was just out running one day and just kept running and 3 became 7. And I was like, yeah, it's not so bad. Slowed down a little bit, but that was about it. One thing that I have noticed in the past few years is I used to literally run. Well, I've always hated running in the cold. But I used to run in the heat just like crazy. In fact, I liked running in the heat. I used to, you know, I lived in Atlanta, and, you know, 10 years ago, living in Atlanta, you know, or 15 years ago, 35 years old, 40 years old, living in Atlanta, running in the noonday. I would go out at lunchtime and run in the summer and enjoyed it. 98, whatever degrees. And I mean, I sweated my balls off, but I enjoyed it. But over the past 2 or 3 years in particular, I guess probably past 4 or 5 years, but 2 or 3 years in particular, both the heat and the cold, and I've always hated running in the cold in the wintertime, but in both instances, they've both gotten worse. I've had more trouble in the winter and I've had more trouble in the summer. So this past winter, I actually, and I've never liked running on treadmills. But this past winter, because of the winter, and I was just like, oh God, I don't want to deal with this. And a very convenient gym, one of these Anytime Fitness gyms. So it's 24/7. You have a key, you know, a fob thing to let yourself in. It opened up very close to our house, not here in Wingate, where we live in North Carolina, but at the edge of the next town. It's not even a 5-minute drive. And obviously they have running, you know, running treadmills and stuff. And I decided to at least give it a chance, just because of the running in the temperature extremes. And I hated running on a treadmill when I was 20, but I'm okay with running on a treadmill when I'm 50. It's not bad. It helps me determine my speed a little better. I can run higher speeds more easily, you know, because you're kind of not having to push yourself as, you know, I mean, it's cheating a little bit because you're not having to push yourself as much as you're having to just keep up with the treadmill. I've liked it. I think it's definitely helped me with the heat and the temperature and everything. And B, I think it's helped me with some things to do with my running itself. I do still run outside even during the summer, not nearly as often as I probably do at least 80% of my running there now. But hey, you know, not a spring chicken anymore. So, but I think it's something that I find it. I listen to a lot of podcasts when I'm running, but every so often I just run with nothing at all. And I just listen to the bird, you know, when I'm outside, I listen to the birds and nature and everything. And I find, and just kind of live in my own thoughts. And I find that very useful. You know, I think it's a good thing, for, you know, my physical health. Basically where I am right now is what I try to do is I try to run 2 days and then give myself an off day. I have a little bit of trouble with not knees or hips or anything as much as feet. I sometimes have like aches in my feet if I run many, many days in a row. So I'm on a 2 days on, 1 day's off cycle now, and I'm trying to work a, since I'm going to the gym anyway, I'm trying to work a, 1 day on the weights. So it'd be 2 days running, 1 day, you know, working out, 2 days running, 1 day working out, and then a rest day is what that's the schedule I'm trying to work myself into now. Cause you know, getting along, getting older, and, I need to do what I can do to keep myself, you know, feeling good and being fit and, doing everything. So, you know, that's kind of where we are now. So that's it, you know. That's day one. That's running. And that's been something I've done, you know, my entire adult life, not my entire life, but my entire adult life. And it's been a big, big part of my life and, something that I really enjoy. So that's it for today. You can find my email address is kkennedy@kenzoid.com. You can find my, website at kenzoid.com. I'm Ken Zoid on Twitter. I'm Ken Kennedy on Instagram. I'm ken.kennedy on Facebook. If you need to find me somewhere else, Ken Kennedy, I think it's Ken dash Kennedy or Ken Kennedy dash Kenzoid on Google+. You can find me there and you can find all that stuff at kenzoid.com. There's links to everything. And that's about it. This podcast is Creative Commons licensed, attribution, share alike version 3.0 US. And we will bring you another term tomorrow. So, see ya. Bye.